Welcome back to the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN with Cardinal World Series champion Brad Thompson and Chris Ranji. I'm Randy Carricker, and it's time now to shine our senior spotlight on Festus cross-country runner Ryan Harness. And Ryan is with us now on the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line on 101 ESPN. Ryan, thanks so much for taking some time. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well.
Well, Ryan, I think that every senior year is one to remember, but your senior year is way different than anything that I've ever had. Chris, Randy, any of us. The track season, you run track. Track season has been canceled. School, you're doing it from home. I mean, walk us through it. What is life like right now in your senior year?
I mean, I'm doing a lot of online classes right now and trying to work out as best I can with a couple of friends.
So how are you able to do that, you know, to get workouts in with friends, even though you're kind of supposed to stay away from each other? How is all that working?
We try to keep our distance and sort of run nearby each other as we're try to do some workouts.
So you're cross country, which means you run long distances. You guys are, this is a thing that I was never like even when I was doing semi-athletic stuff, I could never do it. Run a long distance and talk to somebody who was next to me. So you guys are probably having conversations, full-on conversations as you're running, right?
Yeah.
How in the world do you do that?
Well, after you get used to it, you can pace yourself a lot easier so you can actually breathe. And when you get your breathing under control, you're able to talk to people a lot easier. During workouts, it's pretty difficult. But on just normal runs that we do, we can talk to each other pretty easily.
Yeah, must be nice. Must
be nice. Better shape. That's all it is.
Every sport that I played in, running generally was punishment. So I am interested, Ryan. How did track? How did you get into this? Why was cross country something that you say, you know what? I want to do that. I feel like running a really, really long way and having conversations because I'm in better shape than everybody.
Honestly, it kind of started like back in the third grade for me when I decided, you know what? It was essentially during our field day at school, and they had a 400-meter race for it, and it was the longest thing they had, and no one else was signing up for it, and I was thinking, you know what? I think I'm going to go for it.
Did you win?
I got third.
Okay.
All right.
Pretty good. And you were with a Festus cross-country team that's really good, a six-time champion. So you had a lot of people to run with there, right?
Yep.
That's pretty good. Hey, we have a friend who is an avid runner. She has to run every day, and she says her day's not complete if she doesn't run. Take us through your thoughts about running. Even now, do you have to get out and run? Are you kind of addicted to it?
Yeah, I'd say I am, because every time I don't manage to get out to run, I feel like I'm just cheating myself.
Hey, is that? What is that like for you? Being for me, sports always like push me, and I would have to believe Ryan throughout the last couple of years, and certainly, and we're going to talk about the next step for you, but this is going to continue. You have to push yourself, and maybe you push yourself further than you've ever believed that you could go. When you look back at the last couple of years of track, and again, your senior year was cut short due to the coronavirus, but how much have you learned about yourself through running? I mean, have you pushed yourself to heights that you have never been to before?
Oh, yeah. Like, last year I got incredibly close to breaking 5 minutes in a mile, and I was keeping up with people who I never thought I would be able to run with during that.
So when you can run like that, obviously it takes a lot of discipline. You're an Eagle Scout, and that takes a lot of discipline. Where did that discipline in your life come from, the ability to do things that other people just can't do?
Well, I guess it's
hmm. So was it your parents? Are your parents pretty driven people, and did they instill that in you?
Yeah. I also have a lot of friends around me who are incredibly hard workers, and I just – and in running, I don't want to be left behind by anyone. And scouts, the two other guys who I went to – who I transferred to a new troop with, they all got Eagle, and I was like, well, I don't want to be the only one who doesn't get it.
So do you ever angry run? Like you go out and you're just really mad about whatever, and then you run, and then you get even angrier while you're out there. Does that ever happen to you? I have a friend who says that happens to her all the time. She's angry running.
Yeah, that occasionally happens primarily when I don't do as well as I thought I could have on an assignment the previous day.
And there's nobody you could take it out on.
Nope.
So what do you do about that?
It's tough. That is tough. Hey, Ryan, I want to talk about the next step for you. Now, senior year didn't go exactly as planned, but you've got college plans. I understand you're heading to Truman State University. I believe you're going to continue track. Why was that your landing spot? Why was Truman State the right place for you?
Well, I'm hoping to eventually go into the medical field, and they got a pretty good biology program that I can attend, and there's a good medical school really close to the university. So after I were to graduate, I wouldn't have to get used to a new environment that much because it's right there.
So what do you want to do in medicine?
I'm not totally sure about that yet, but I'm thinking maybe something to do with, like, immunotherapy.
That'd be a great thing to know right now. Well, we wish you the best of luck, Ryan. Thanks so much for taking some time with us in the Senior Spotlight here on 101 ESPN, and good luck at Truman.
All right, thank you.